We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I do want to remind you that anytime you hear a discussion, great guest. The other day we had Bishop E.W. Jackson. God, what an incredible guy. Man, just brilliant. Anytime you hear something like that, you go to newsradiowrva.com. Newsradiowrva.com. All of those discussions, all of those interviews are posted there. And I want to make sure that you take the time to go back. And oftentimes, if you hear something, oh, man, I got in the middle of it. We'll do our best to share them again. We'll let you know. But you can always, always find them at newsradiowrva.com. I was looking at the Department of Justice identifying New York City, Portland, and Seattle as lawless cities, anarchist cities. And this is all about safeguarding taxpayer money. Now, you may look and go, oh, it's a political thing, it's a political... Well, I'm sure there are politics involved, gang. It's the real world, you know? We're all adults. And as adults, there's just certain things you know, right? And you go, well, yeah, there are politicians involved. There have to be politics at play. But when push comes to shove on that issue, the politics are being played at the local level. It's the mayors of those cities that just don't seem to give a rat's behind about how their cities function. And they're allowing the burning, the destruction, the devastation to take place. So when the Attorney General and the Department of Justice weigh in and say, look, here's what we can tell you. We can tell you we're not sending you any more taxpayer money until you clean up this problem. Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Take a look at Wall Street today. We saw, was it 500, 600 point drop on the Dow front, and there was a time, I know, when 500-600 points would just be devastating, and now I'm not even sure that it constitutes an official blip, but I want to find out what was behind it. Our friend Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial joins us every Monday afternoon at 4:35 to offer some insight on this. Carl, as always, welcome.
Hey, Jeff, so a rat's behind. Are you smoking your cigarettes with those long filters now?
I was just trying to class up the joint before you showed up, Carl. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right, you got me. Well, there you go. Now, all right, Carlson. So, listen. Was today's activity on Wall Street a complete and total disaster, or was this, now watch this, Carl, was this profit-taking? Huh? Huh? You like how I did that?
I like it.
Yeah.
You're picking it up a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit,
lingo,
yeah.
There is good. Yeah. Or was it because the market was nervous about the Ginsburg deal?
Huh. All right. Now, I get why there might be folks that are concerned one way or the other with Justice Ginsburg dying. Why would Wall Street really, I don't mean to be offensive, but why would they care whether a Supreme Court justice was here or there?
I think that, Wall Street likes predictability.
Oh, okay.
And I think this throws a whole nother level of unpredictability into the whole situation. I think they kind of had to absorb that a little bit. However, the NASDAQ, which is more of the tech stocks, basically wasn't down at all when it finished up today.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it is. So just those big Dow stocks took a little drop. So, and for the most part, those stocks have probably, they've been acting a little more that way for a couple of years. That's what would be called the value stocks.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas the NASDAQ would be growth stocks.
Right.
And the S&P 500 is a mixture.
Okay.
So when you're looking at them, you can kind of weigh it that way a little bit. And the value stocks have been way behind the growth stocks for the last year and a half to 2 years.
Interesting.
The growth is a lot of tech,
yeah,
which has been doing good. Yeah.
See, because I look at this, and again, I don't want to sound overly rude, but Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as a member of the Supreme Court, as a member of the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, she was hardly a friend to big business. So, you know, if I'm a big business person, I might not say it out loud, but I might say, huh, well, maybe we'll get another pro-business justice that arises out of this, you know?
Yeah. Which would be good for the stock market.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I don't know. That's why I have you on, because I can't make heads or tails out of some of the stuff that that this stuff deals with. But I'm looking at the lawless cities. Department of Justice declared Seattle, Portland, and New York City to be anarchist cities, and they're dialing back all of the federal funding. So given that Wall Street, at least technically, right, remains in Manhattan, how's something like that going to impact the market?
Yeah, I think it's going to have a bigger impact on the businesses that are in those cities.
Oh.
You know, who wants to have a business in a city that's acting like that? Not mm-hmm. good for business.
So,
which that could hurt Wall Street a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of businesses have discovered that employees are just fine not having to go into an office, not having to go into a building in Manhattan where, you know, your rent might be $3,000-$4,000 a square foot. Those companies probably looking at this and saying, well, maybe we're okay with that too.
Yeah, it's changing the terrain a little bit. But, you know, eventually it is for where you... That communication where people are actually together and mm-hmm. able to have meetings. And I think eventually we'll find out that's more important than everybody might think that it is at this point.
Oh, okay. So you think that we might see sort of almost like a rubber band effect, that there's going to be a lot of businesses flee those inner cities and at some point they do go back.
Yeah, I think we'll see a little bit of that happen, but maybe not quite back to where they were.
Yeah. Do you think this idea of remote work is going to take a chunk out of some businesses, though?
Yeah, I think so. I think it will. Yeah, I think, you know, real estate values will be impacted by it. So, mm-hmm. and some of the big cities will lose a little bit of their pizzazz because of it. People would be like, not sure I want to be in there dealing with all that pandemic stuff. So, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the places it has had an impact. And again, if you would have told me a year ago, you got to look at plexiglass. That's going to be a growth sector, right? But my God, it's just taken off. The other place that I've seen it recently is office furniture. You know, I've decided with all the stuff going on with us, we're putting up a little building, a little outbuilding here, and I'm going to do a regular honest to goodness office. Well, now there's a delay in getting office furniture, and I've got to think that's because there's so many people like me, hardly a trailblazer, Carl, who have said, "Yep, we're in this for the long haul at home."
Yeah, I was trying to buy some stuff for my home office too and had all kinds of problems trying to get it. So, yeah, but you're always, you know, you think of it always a little bit too late, Jeff, like the hand sanitizer, you know. After well, it was all gone, you're like, hey, that's a business maybe I should get into.
That's right.
You got to work on that a little bit.
Well, thank you for reminding me of that, sir. I will do exactly that. You know what I'm going long for on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange?
No, what is it?
Rats behinds. There's going to be an explosion in that business, and that, well, all right, never mind. All right. Carl, as always, my friend, I appreciate you being here. That is Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial every Monday, even when he just sort of shakes his head. And you know on his end of the phone, he's just thinking, God, I've tried my best to educate this guy on business and the economy and how it works, but he keeps coming back. So I appreciate it. Now, if you want an honest-to-goodness analysis of where you are today and where you'd like to be, can I strongly urge you to call Carl? Seriously, he's not a sales guy. He's not going to try and sell you this stock or that stock. A lot of these financial advisors, you know, they're stockbrokers. And nothing wrong with being a stockbroker, but a lot of these stockbrokers hang out shingles that proclaim themselves to be financial advisors, and then all they want to do is sell you stocks. Carl, as he's pointed out with us, is a fiduciary. He by law has got to look out for you. So anyway, that's my little spiel for him. And again, I do appreciate him being with us every Monday afternoon at 4:35. Now, every day at 6 in the morning, you ought to be listening to my friend John Reed. Always great stuff with John. And tomorrow will be no exception. So tomorrow morning at 6, make sure you are listening to my friend John. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.